أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إلى هؤلاء ولا إلى هؤلاء ومن يبدل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا. Description of the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that is in their heart, they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. Just outwardly they say they believe. And many signs of theirs were given. For example, they make namaz in a very lazy way. And that is also just to show Allah Ta'ala. And they do not remember Allah Ta'ala but very little. And that is either refers to in namaz they don't remember Allah Ta'ala. And we should also, and the Mufassirin have written, these ayat of the Munafiqeen or the Jews, the Christians, etc., have come in the Quran Sharif for us to take a lesson, that we don't follow them when they are so evil. And we must be careful that those evil qualities which came in them must not come in us. So we also should think, we just made now our Faraz Namaz. How much did we think of Allah Ta'ala? Even when we said Allahu Akbar at the beginning, that we believe in Allah, the greatness of Allah, but we did we think of it? We read the whole of Surah Fatiha, but did we think of Allah Ta'ala? And what we are asking for from Allah Ta'ala in Surah Fatiha, normally we don't think at all. So we should take a lesson. We shouldn't be, inshallah, alhamdulillah, we are not munafiqeen, but we shouldn't have the qualities of the munafiqs also. We should be very careful and be very apprehensive all the time. And then all it means that in the rest of the day, they don't remember Allah Ta'ala. And explanation is given, a Muslim has got all the time on his tongue, inshallah, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we're making salam, but we should think, we all left home just now, we came for Fajr Namaz. When we left home, did we make salam? When we enter the house, do we make salam? When we meet one another, do we make salam? Just yesterday, one good brother who normally donates well to the madrasa, I phoned him to show appreciation. And a pious person, five times namazi, after our talk at the end, made salam, etc. But he kept on saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. For a Muslim, instead of saying Jazakallah or making salam, just thank you all the time. So we also have to consider how much of deen have we got in our life. We think we have got deen, and when these things which are so important, which is the dividing line between iman and kufr, that is nifaq, we think that people are extreme, they are being too strict, and they want to observe deen too strictly. But that is how it has come. Abdu alayha bin nawaji. Hold on to every sunnah with your molar teeth, the teeth at the back, so that you don't slip up at all. So strong we must be, so on the sunnah. So further, another explanation of who the munafiqeen Allah gives for us to take a lesson. And that is, مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَالِكَ. Udar mein latakte hain dono ke beech. They are always hanging between the two. When they are with the Muslims, they are like Muslims. When they are with the Kafirs, they are like the Kafirs. So we should also think, like for example, when we are in the masjid, we are all like good Muslims. Ramzan, we go for Umrah, Hajj, etc. Then we are good Muslims. But when we are on the sports ground, when we are in the shops, in the business, then what is our behavior? Is it also Islamic behavior, or there do we change and we become like the kuffar, and we become like the people of dunya? So the munafiqeen, they are like chameleons. They change color all the time. We should not be like that. We are Allah's banda, and we must remain wherever we are Allah's banda. But some of us, we feel that is too hard and too strict, that when we are with other people, we gone on a holiday, now we carry on like holiday makers. Now our dressing also changes, our namazes also compromise, everything changes. That should not be the case of a believer. That is the work of a munafiq. And Allah is warning us, you people don't become like that. That when you are with this group, you like them. When you are with that group, you like them. When you are in this environment, you like this. When you are in that environment, you like that. A mu'min is a mu'min everywhere. Outwardly, inwardly. His thoughts, his mind, everything is a mu'min all the time. So he is not mudabdabina bayna dhali. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. And he is not with this people, not with those people. And that is the reality. And this is the Quran Sharif. Like that, he wants to be with them also. And he wants to be with them also. But in reality, he is not with them and he is not with them also. A person who wants to make everyone happy gets a slap on his face from every side. All them turn against you. You can't make all happy. You must be one-sided. And on the side of Allah and on the side of Deen, we can't be two-sided and two-faced. وَمَيْهِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. اور جس کو گمراہ کرے اللہ تو ہرگیز نہ پاوے گا تو اس کے واسطے کہیں راہ. And whom Allah Ta'ala must guide, you won't find anyone to guide that person. But we have to beg Allah for hidayah continuously. And this attitude that we have to prove ourselves right, we are doing the wrong things. We are doing things against deen, and there is allowance for that also. There is gunjaish for that also. This also is permitted. Today's environment is like that. We are living in different times now. We are living in the land of the kuffar. We are in the minority. And the fiqh of the minority, we have to follow that. All those excuses won't help us anything in the akhirat, in the qabr, by Allah Ta'ala. We have to be on the side of Allah and firmly on the side of Allah Ta'ala. Where we praise, we are weak, we are for maaf, we don't justify ourselves. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us maaf, that we couldn't manage, we failed wherever we failed. But not that we justify ourselves. There is no room for justification. We have to ask for, and those who ask maaf, Allah loves those people very greatly. So there is a very great lesson in this ayat, a short ayat, but very great lesson for us and for those who will consider and think of it, we will take it to heart. Many of us also, our clothing also when we change. When we are with people who, for example, wear the short slit kurta, then we wear that. When we go on a holiday, or we are with people who wear long kurta, then we wear the long kurta. We are all the time between the two. We are not one-sided. Our whole dressing changes also. Our whole attitude changes also. That should not be the case. And that we say must keep everyone happy and must have peace with everyone. That is not the work of a mu'min. That is the work of a munafiq who does that. A mu'min is only on Allah's side and he only pleases Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all proper understanding, tawfiq of doing the right thing and of pleasing Allah. In the qabr, nobody else is going to be with us, only we and our amal. On Qiyamah Day, where everyone will be running away from one another, and our amal will be there with us. So let us try and do the correct amal so that we can be successful there. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.